بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری جیت کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری جیت کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل، مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی، تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب، تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا، تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں، یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ، میری جان ناتوا کا، تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری جیت کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل، یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب، یہ تیرا جلب پنہا، میرا نالے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا. میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا ہے یہی میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ، میرا جرم عفو کرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری جیت کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد. It's very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah, Ruhim Waqt Tabriz Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Madda Zillul Ali. Hazrat is explaining us with regard to treading the spot of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was one of the initial poems that Hazrat has written with regard to tasawwuf, what is the reality of attending the majalis of the Ahlullah, what we should be yearning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from these majalis to get. Hazrat says, when a person understands the reality of these gatherings, then from the bottom of your heart, this will be your dua, that teri aashiqo me jina, teri aashiqo me marna. That, O Allah, I just want to be loving amongst your lovers. And aashiq is that person who is madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is madly in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he doesn't use his logic, he doesn't use his intelligence, he doesn't use all his arguments. He thinks that what is the mizaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the mizaj of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala explains, sibghat Allah, that a person has to be colored in the color of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And for that Allah Ta'ala has taught us that kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the true lovers of Allah who are colored in the color of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They know the mizaj of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as our Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that one is the mizaj of deen and one is the hudud of deen. The mizaj of deen, Allah Akbar, the two great khalifas, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu taught us that after Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam left this world, then it was his time to sit on the minbar. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went one step lower to show adab, to show respect, that we all should always realize we are small, our elders are above us and follow in their footsteps. Then after Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu came the turn of Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and when it was the turn of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went one step lower to show that I have to follow in the path of my elders and I am just an ordinary humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then when it was the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they showed us the hudud, the limits of deen, that a person doesn't even go beyond the limits. You understand the mizaj also, but you should know the limits of deen. So it was the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu now to take over the reins and to sit on the minbar. He went back onto the first step and he showed the ummah that if he had to go one more step down, then we don't know where the minbar should be right down in the they should be wells right down, where people wouldn't able to see the imam. That imam has to be on his place, but we have to follow in the footsteps of our elders. And this is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person understands this love of Allah ta'ala, then he just enjoys the company of such lovers, where we can get colored in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the more we stay in their company, Allah give me tawfiq to open the eyes of my heart and our heart, that we start learning and realizing that how ignorant we are, how immature we are, how much mistakes we are making in the matters of our deen. And we make dua to Allah Ta'ala and we make an effort to try and correct our lives. So Hazrat explains that how will this come right? Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiko mein jeena, tere aashiko mein marna. That everybody wants a life support and somebody to support him in his life. Hazrat says that the sum total of my life, why am I living? And every person, myself, I should ponder and think, why am I living? We all say we want to be living to have a good, successful life, but we have misunderstood what is success. Here Hazrat is teaching us what should be at the sum total of my life and what should be my life support. My life support is not somebody says that I will take care of you and we know he's a very rich person, we feel supported. No, our life support is Tere aashiko mein jeena, tere aashiko mein marna. That, oh Allah, I want to be loving amongst your lovers. I want to be dying amongst your lovers. In other words, I want to know how to love my life in such a way that Allah is pleased with me. That the qabil-e-rashk, the zindagi, that Allah Ta'ala gives us such a life that is worth being envied. And then Allah gives us such a death that is worth being envied. So according to how we love, that is how we will leave this world. So this is what we have to learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why is this my life support? Because before this I was so immature. I didn't know the reality of my life. I didn't know what to make my object of my life, what to make my life support. So when I came in the company of the true lovers of Allah, what did I learn? Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. Tere aashiko se seekha, tere sang dard pe marna. That, oh Allah, I didn't know there's a thing like your love. I knew I had to make ibadat, etc. But I didn't know all this must be solely and only for your love. That Allah Ta'ala must be totally happy and pleased with me. And where did I learn this? In the company of your lovers. That at every step, I must sacrifice my life at your threshold. That I realize I used to attend all type of gatherings, walima gatherings, etc. From your lovers I learn that don't go into extravagance, don't attend those gatherings which are in halls, etc. The whole family can be going and they will say, now you're acting very pious, don't worry about it. Just build some courage
And make dua for yourself. Don't ever holier than thou, institute the thou, now I'm holier than them. No, ask to, so that Allah Ta'ala can be happy. It might, the ulama might even say it might be jais. But what is the mizaj of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? This is what we have to learn from the friends of Allah. So when we learn, as Hazrat explained, our Dada Shaykh, when he came, then he taught us the thing of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That when this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala comes in the heart, then the enjoyment of deen, the enjoyment of any bayan, listening to the salah, etc., there's a different enjoyment. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa. Meri jaane na tawaka, teri gham pe sabar karna. And then a person will realize, oh Allah, this is only your special favor. And this is only your, the blessings of your assistance. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. That, oh Allah, we want to worship you the way you are happy. But we can only do it with your madad, with your assistance. And this is the sign that Allah wants to help us. So Allah brings us to these gatherings. That a person realizes that my weak soul, and now I am able to stay away from these gatherings. The whole family is going and I'm not there. What they will say, they will pass remarks. But at that time, just to bear that little, so to say, insult. But as Allah Ta'ala says, the friends of Allah Ta'ala, those people, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. That the whole world can be taunting them. But for the pleasure of Allah, they just take it like a fly set on them. They don't even think low of others, they think low of themselves. But Allah Ta'ala must be happy with them. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we learn this from our honorable illustrious Shaykh. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye tera jazb pinha, mera nala e nadamat tere sange dar pe karna. That Hazrat is further explaining, when a person realizes this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then a person will realize that this is only the special gift of Allah. Allah Ta'ala gives His love to those people who are desiring that love. And make that little effort, then Allah Ta'ala will make you jazz. That Allah will pull you. And when Allah just gets you connected to the friend of Allah, it's a sign that Allah is pulling you. Now you just carry on going closer and closer to that magnet. Then a person will realize, as you get closer, now our past life will open to us and realize how immature I was. And now a person will be crying and regretting over his past and trying to beg Allah Ta'ala that, oh Allah, accept me to give my life at your threshold in such a way that you are happy with me. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi meri talafi, tere rahmat wa qasad ka, mera jurm afwa karna. Then a person will be crying and making a lot of istighfar all the time, over his past all the time, and then begging Allah, and then a person will realize, even my ibadat is full of faults, etc. So all the time, whatever good a person does, it won't bring airs in him. He'll be making tawbah, he'll be making istighfar and realize, this is the only way to get my compensation from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, because whatever good I am doing, it's only the special mercies of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah's mercy is so kind. Allah brings you towards good, and Allah wipes out your past sins. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding. And then Hazrat further explains, now when a person realizes this, now he will realize how to tread this path of life. That to tread this path of life is only one of two ways. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. It's only possible to tread this path of life towards Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Either some difficult conditions, like we explained, you got a da'wah, everybody is going, but you make sabr and you put a bit of a rock on your heart and you don't attend. And for a little while you make sabr, and like Hazrat says, that you act on the shariat, don't worry what other people in the family are doing. Encourage them. If you can't encourage them, you practice on the mizaj of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then see how Allah Ta'ala will open the hearts of people. So sometimes we have to make sabr. We want to go to certain gatherings or we want to go to certain entertainments. Allah give us tawfiq to put a firm step on our heart. And sometimes you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That, oh Allah, you allowed me to come in this majlis. Oh Allah, you allowed me to perform salah, etc. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe hai, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. then a person is always worried that I must live in the pleasure of Allah, and I must die in the pleasure of Allah, that I must sacrifice my desires, but Allah's pleasure cannot be sacrificed. And when I leave this world also, it must be in such a way that Allah Ta'ala is happy with me. And Allahu Akbar, that, oh Allah, my slavehood, that I'm your ordinary, simple slave, that you make fazl upon me, you show your grace upon me to be able to obey your commands, O Allah. It is only your kindness. It is only your special favor. I am not worthy of this, and I am not able to do this. But the more a person begs Allah and makes a little effort, Allah's rahmat comes upon such a person. Then Hazrat further explains, Yahi aashiko ka shewa, yahi aashiko ki adat, kabhi girya bukahe, kabhi aasar bazna. That you see that the sign of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their way of life, their habit is that sometimes they are crying, and in their du'as or in their heart they are crying. Sometimes they are taking a deep sigh of regret, and that, how did I pass my life, Allahu Akbar. One day Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah rahmatullah alayhi just missed takbir-e ula and took a deep sigh. Maalum nahi kitne saalon ke baad takbir-e ula chut gayi. Myself, we must our salah, we must our rakat. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. As Hazrat teaches us that we make salah our object and purpose of life, this is where we learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zubah se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Now a person can see what is the sign of the love of Allah. Is this coming into me or not? And what is the guarantee of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That on the tongue all the time, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person thinking of Allah Rabbul Izzat all the time. And sometimes you can't make zikr with your tongue. But dil bayar. Your hands are maybe busy doing your work, even business. But your mind, your heart is not unmindful of Allah. All the time you are conscious and worried, and this is the real zikr. It starts on the tongue, it must penetrate into the heart. That all the time a person is conscious, the istizar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Teri shan e jazb hai ye, teri banda parwari hai, meri jaan wa dil ka, tujhko hama waqt yaad karna. That, oh Allah, this is your very splendor of jazb, was how you pull a person. That you show your special kindness and mercy upon the weak servants like myself. That, or every time my heart and my soul, every time is ready to just be thinking of you, to be in your obedience all the time, O Allah. And this is what we have to get from these Mubarak Majalis. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. At least we make dua for this, at least we realize this is a very high stage, but at least we make dua for this. Accordingly, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will show rahmat. Kabhi ahle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jina, usse a gaya hai marna. That Hazrat is explaining that all this that we are explaining and talking of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where did we get this realization? By the company of the true lovers of Allah. By the sohbat of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat is saying, addressing himself, O Akhtar, that the sohbat that you have got, and Allah blessed our Hazrat wala with what sohbat. So the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a very great ni'mat, that a person learns how to love his life in the obedience of Allah, and how to die, that is, save yourself from sin in the obedience of Allah, and for Allah ta'ala's pleasure, Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just one important point that we learned. Our Haji Sahib, Allah give him jazaa khair, he was reading one kitab, and in there it was written that when a person puts itar for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and there are many other reasons, sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people around you must not feel would perhaps a bad smell, they offend that, you put on itar, etc. But for the pleasure of Allah. Then on the day of Qiyamah, the body will have a beautiful scented smell. A beautiful fragrance will come from the body. And on the other hand, if a person puts itar, like woman, put perfume, etc., but it is done for, not for Allah's pleasure. It is like, for example, women, perhaps more common, they want to show they've got this kind of perfume, that kind of perfume, or perhaps even with more worse intentions to attract men's attention, etc., then a terrible stench will come from the body on the day of Qiyamah. The same way, our attar also that we use, if we are using it to show that I can be using this very expensive attar, this very, very valuable attar. In other words, you want to for show, etc., then that will also cause a terrible stench to come from the body. So these, like, it's a small, mamuli thing, like a small thing, but just on intention, how lot it changes. So Allah Ta'ala grant us that whatever we do, clothes we wear for the pleasure of Allah, not to show people. And that's also perhaps more in women. They wear their clothes, they want to impress other women, etc. But even in men, if we are wearing clothes and we want to try and show that I can wear this kind of clothes, so expensive clothes, brand names, etc. If that is the intention, and intention, Allah knows, and that person knows what his intention is. So we all have to be careful that we correct our intentions in all matters. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We were reading further here with regard to the question a person had asked Hazrat and the answer that Hazrat had given. Hazrat, ek masala ye hai ke mujhse bari umar ka koi shakhs jab ghibat karta hai to main usse mana karne ki himmat nahi paata. There is also a thing that many of us face, that when a person of who is senior than us, in age he's senior than us, or perhaps in other aspects he's more senior than us, and he's doing something wrong. He is asking, that person is making ghibat, backbiting. But he's my elder, and he's senior to me. Now what does a person do in that case? How do you correct this? It is a wrong thing, and we have to correct it. But how must we correct it at that time? To main usse mana karne ki himmat nahi paata. I don't find the courage in me that I must stop him. See, what you are doing is wrong. It is ghibat. For example, it is your father, and he is making ghibat, which also happens quite common. Or it is your ustad, perhaps, or perhaps even your sheikh, or anyone who is your senior, or in age, somebody else who is a big person, respectable person, and we find that they are doing wrong things. Now, in many cases it happens, mashallah, today, that people who are young have got the right jazba, they've got the right understanding of deen, and they want to correct it. So what to do in such a case? Kya iski umar ka khiyal kiye bagheer usse mana kar dena chahiye? Should I not, should I just ignore that he's my elder, he's in age more bigger than me, or in any other aspect, should I just ignore that? And should I now just be firm and stop him from that? Ya khamosh rehna chahiye. Or should I just keep quiet, ignore it? What should I do? Neez, apne se bari umar ke shakhs ko kisi neki ki talqeen karni chahiye ya nahi? In the same way, a person who is senior than me, in whichever way he's more senior, should I now encourage him, tell him of doing something good? Won't that also be disrespect to tell the elderly people, senior people, that to do something good? Ya nahi? Or should I not do it? Aur uska tariqa-e kar kya hai? And if I have to do it, what is the method? So again, we see that by staying in the company of the elders, and we have these questions and we ask them, then we get the proper answers also. Hazrat replies very beautifully, khitab-e-aam se ikram ke saath kehde. When you want, that has to be corrected. But now, how should it be done? Don't tell the person himself. In a general way, say it. And with respect. Keep that respect in mind also of the person. And don't speak to him directly, but in a general way. For example, کہ غیبت کا کرنا اور سننا دونوں حرام ہیں. Don't say you are making غیبت, it is حرام. You are backbiting, to stop it, don't make غیبت. Just you say that to make غیبت, to listen to غیبت, backbiting, both of it is حرام. ہماری آپ کی عزت اسی میں ہے کہ ہم آپ دونوں دوسری بات کریں. And what is source of great respect and honor for us, between us, is this, that we talk of something else. We don't backbite about any person. We don't get involved in other gunas, talking of evil. This also happens, for example, a person on his phone, somebody sends him some bad messages. Or even if it might be some matters which is actually it is backbiting, or it is some other evil things, friend sent to friend, and it is something wrong, and somebody who is your senior. So now how to correct that also? Yeah, again, in a general way, we say that these things are wrong, and we should abstain from it, and our respect, our honor, is in observing the commandments of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. بروں کو نیکی کی تلقین کے لیے کوئی خاص طریقہ مقرر نہیں ہو سکتا. How to call senior people towards righteousness and tell them to do what is the right? There is no real definite way of doing that. This also will happen, like normally the wife is younger than the husband. There are cases where the wife is the same age or she is elder, but normally the wife is younger. Now the husband is doing something wrong, and the wife is ordered also to respect the husband. So this will apply there also, that in a general way she should say this and explain that in observing the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, there is goodness for us. And in breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala, there will be harm for us. بس ان کا اکرام ملحوظ رہے اور فہم اور حکمت سے کام لے. The two basic principles, that keep in mind their senior, that they are senior, and their honor and their respect. And at the same time, think of a way that is with wisdom, with in a nice way that you say the thing. Don't say it in a harsh way. Don't say it in a way that you break his heart, etc. Which commonly is said that saamp bhi mare aur laathi bhi na toote. That the snake dies and your stick does not break. So in other words, your objective is done and you observed all the etiquette and the rules also. لیکن یہ فہم اور حکمت اہل اللہ کے صحبت سے نصیب ہوتی ہے. But this understanding and this way of doing it, is a person gets that also when he's in the company of the righteous and the pious. Once we were with Hazrat at one place, and one senior alim, his trousers were below his ankles. So now it had to be corrected also, and that alim, his respect had to be maintained also. So Hazrat, he looked at all of us and he told us all, check your trousers. Are they right? Are they above the ankles or have they slipped down? So he didn't tell that person directly, personally. He just said it in a general way. And of course, still, there will be little bit that that person will still feel. But you did your duty from your side. You did it in the right way. Now if he still feels offended, that is now a different story. But we, from our side, our niyat also must be 100% correct. That is very important, that in these matters, our niyat must be only for the pleasure of Allah, and we must keep the respect of that person. So whoever is our senior, a younger brother, his elder brother, and the elder brother is doing something wrong, then how to correct it? So yeah, a beautiful way, Hazrat has explained, where we have to do it also, but do it also in the correct way. حضرت آخری گزارش یہ ہے کہ میرے حق میں دعا فرمائے کہ اللہ تعالی مجھے اولیاء صدیقین کا وہ بلند مقام عطا فرمائے جس کو آپ ہما وقت مانگا کرتے ہیں. He says another thing, oh حضرت, please make dua for me that very high position of اولیاء صدیقین, which is a very high position, and in fact the highest place. After the Anbiya, the greatest position is of the Siddiqeen. Those people who are the Siddiqeen. And the highest position of the Siddiqeen, of course, was with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So that high position, which Hazrat always talks about also in his bayan, he makes dua for it also. So he's asking that I will make dua that Allah grants it to me also. And a few of the ways that how we can get these good qualities within us, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says that you want good qualities to come into us, sincerity, etc., humility, many other qualities, and there are many bad things which are in us which we want to get rid of. We have got pride in us, we have got the habit of backbiting, wasting time, many other bad habits we have got. So Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says that a person can achieve this by two simple things. One is to read the lives of our elders. We read their biographies, that how their lives were. What the subject matter is, that also will help us tremendously. But just the reading and the talk, the tazkira of the pious people, tanzilu rahma in the zikri salihin. Allah's rahmat comes down at that time. So if we study their lives, Allah's rahmat comes down. And what their lives are, that also will have a tremendous and profound effect upon us. That is one thing. And the other is that particular thing. For example, we want sincerity to come in us. So read those ahadith about sincerity and ponder about them. Even just one hadith a day. Just read about it, that what is a great virtue. And on the other side of sincerity is to do things for name and fame, for show. Read that hadith, one hadith, that how, what the terrible sin is of doing something for name and fame. Like for example, we mentioned now about itar, perfume, that the good of it, if we read this hadith, that on the day of Qiyamah, if I was using itar to show people that I can, I've got a wonderful itar I've got, etc., my body is going to smell. Terrible stench will come from my body. So if we continuously and ponder about it, by this barakat, Allah will remove it from us. Then Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali adds one more thing. He says, then still the time will come that the desire for committing that sin, etc., it will come. But at that time, now make sure you don't commit it. To prepare yourself, to make yourself strong, read the lives of our elders. And read those in the Quran and Hadith, the warnings of all the wrong things and the virtues of the right things. And then when the desire, we are human, the desire is still going to come. When the desire comes of whatever that wrong, to look at other women, whatever it is, then control yourself. If we will do that, then inshallah we will be saved completely. But if we don't, then Hazrat says there is no other way to save this person and to get saved then from sin. So yeah, those are the things. The other is our zikr, that we try and complete regularly our zikr. And one thing very important, that we never ever miss our zikr completely. If we can't do everything, just do half, do quarter, even just do a little bit, but don't stay completely away from it. Like for example, breakfast we have to have. Normally we have our full breakfast. But someday some emergency, some urgency, we can't have breakfast at all. Have a little bit. Just a little bit heavy. That will also suffice. So zikrullah also we should try and do regularly. And to make our dua and to request dua from the people who in our heart it is that there is a pious person, ask them for their duas also. This will also help tremendously. And in this way, we will be able to get rid of our bad qualities that we have and bring good qualities within us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, where Hazrat has explained various aspects of deen. Yeah, further, we were dealing with the importance and the benefits of staying in the company of the righteous and the pious people. What the benefits of that is. So Hazrat writes further, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu se riwayat hai, کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا المرء على دین خلیله فلینظر احدکم من یخالف، ہر آدمی اپنے گہرے دوست کے دین پر ہوتا ہے. ایوری پرسن ول بی ان ہز وے آف لائف اکارڈنگ ٹو ہز کلوز فرینڈ ہو وی کیپ فرینڈ شپ وتھ اینڈ ہو وی آر وتھ دیٹ ٹائپ آف لائف ول کم ان ٹو اس آلسو. سو اس لیے غور کرے ہر ایک کے ہم کس سے دوستی کرتے ہیں. فار ایوری پرسن شوڈ کنسیڈر تھنک اباؤٹ دیٹ ہو ایم آئی کیپنگ فرینڈس وتھ because that is going to have an effect on us. And not difficult to understand, a person, he's got his friend, he's not a smoker, but his friend smokes. For one thing, that smell of the smoke is going to come in your clothes. Even you are not smoking, but you are a close friend, you always keep company, that smell is going to come. And it can happen over time, that now that habit of smoking will also come in you. Firstly, you might abhor it also. You might hate it also. But as you stay, as time passes slowly, slowly, you get used to it. And then afterwards, that hatred for that smell also goes away. And then there is a great possibility that you also now become a smoker. Like that with everything else. If you stay with an alcoholic, then this can happen. If you and your object is friendship with that person. One is, you want to correct that person, he must get rid of that habit. Now you look at it from a different point, but this is just as a friendship. And a friend will admire everything of his friend. Then these things will also come into us. So we have to be very careful with who we keep close friendship. Therefore also, when you get married, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because with your wife, perhaps the closest companionship, friendship a person has is with his wife. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people get married for various reasons. And he said that get married for the sake of deen. If the husband has got deen in him, the wife has got deen in her, this will rub off onto one another. And it will help them tremendously. Otherwise, it can happen easily. For example, a broad example, the one is a namazi, regular, the husband or the wife, the other one is not. And now over the years, and before that you couldn't tolerate a person who doesn't make namaz. But slowly, because of your love, your close connection, it is possible now that you don't think of missing namaz as something so bad and evil. Slowly it can happen that you get influenced, and you also now start giving up namaz. So therefore, to see who we keep company with is very important. And in order to bring good qualities within us, we should choose some such good company. That is what is called, we have a sheikh also, who we think in our heart is a righteous, pious person. We stay in his company and our niyat is that I want to also become righteous and pious. Then these things will, it flows. By nature, our great, great ulama, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, others have written, there is a nature of a person that he takes from other people. Without him realizing it, like a magnet pulls another piece of iron. We don't see anything happen. Today we press a remote. You just press a button, but you see the gate opens. We don't see anything, but it has got an effect. Like that, this company also, it is very important that we keep the correct company. Mulla Ali Qari, rahmatullah Ali, is hadith ke sharah mein farmate hai, ke har aadmi apne dost ki deen par kyu ho jata hai. That why, how is it that a person follows now the deen of his friend? How is it that just by friendship and keeping company, this comes into a person? اس کی تفہیم اور توضیح کے لیے حق تعالیٰ کا ارشاد وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ نقل فرما کر. He quotes that Allah Ta'ala is saying that be with those people. Yeah, Allah said يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ أَقْوَايَ التَّقْوَى. So according to logic it should have been that now the front ayat should say كُونُوا مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. You want taqwa? Be with those people who have got taqwa. But Allah says, Sadiqeen. And as Hazrat explains in here and in different places also, that those who are Sadiq fit Taqwa, not only outwardly they've got a show of piety, but inside also that this person has got piety. We should see that that person, is he true in his show of taqwa, or is it just an outward show of the piety, but inside there is no piety? That we should see. So he quotes this ayat, and then نقل فرما کر امام غزالی رحمت اللہ علی کا قول نقل فرمایا ہے. Then he quotes the saying of Imam Ghazali رحمت اللہ علی, was such a great عالم. He says مخالطت حریص کے حرص کو ابھارتی ہے. This mixing, this keeping company, the desire of a person, it increases that greed and desire what a person has got. Like a person wants to become pious, so he goes to a sheikh, he becomes pious now. So now he's got that, I must become pious. He wants to get that qualities of piety within him. So this hirs, this greed that he wants to get good qualities within him, this this company, it increases that greed now. Now he wants to become a good musalli also. Now he wants to be truthful in his talk also. Now he wants to control his eyes also, his thoughts also. This company now increases that. And this any person can will realize that just by staying by our elders and our pious, they come, mashallah, to our countries. Many people stay for, they go for one bayan, 1 hour more or less. They go and spend a day. Then you see now in you, if you just analyze a little, that desire of doing good has come into you. Now you want to also have that good. You listen to a bayan, now that desire. We are listening to Hazrat's talks now, to Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi's talks. Now at this moment, if we think, each one of us also, I also want to become a pious person. I also want to have that. So this has now created that greed, that desire, just by mixing what is sitting in a company, in a gathering where these talks are being discussed, now it comes into us. In Jamaat, for example, many must have experienced it. Tashkil is made, the talk was given, tashkil is made. Now, even if a person doesn't give his name, but in his heart, I wish I also could go. I wish I also could give my name. So this comes into a person like that, just by their company. اور زاہد کی مجالست دنیا کی بے رغبتی پیدا کرتی ہے. And by sitting in the company of a zahid, a person who abstains from dunya, he's not worried of the beauty, entertainment, glitter and glamour of dunya, just the basics of dunya he has got, he's not worried of all that. By sitting in that, what will come into a person? The disinclination of dunya will come in that person. When you sit in that person's company, and now on the other side, think, you sit in the company of business people or people who are of dunya, and they talking all about dunya now, that this holiday and that holiday and this like this, this car, that business, that house, etc. You'll see that will come in you now, that you also now will want, I must also have this. How they are talking, that desire will come into you. So when on the one side, if you stay in the company of that person who abstains from all these things, then you will also want to abstain. And you stay in the company of those people who cherish these things, who talk about it, and they are all the time engaged and crossed in that, you'll also want to go in that direction. کیونکہ انسان کی طبیعت نقل اور اقتداء کی فطری تقاضے پر پیدا کی گئی ہے. Now these are the words of these great ulama, that the nature of man. Today we get impressed, we'll read some philosopher's kitab, some psychologist's kitab, some biologist's kitab, books, etc. We get impressed from that. Allah make it that we can realize that we get impressed with our ulama and these great ulama, and what they have said, that comes into our, and we accept it unreservedly. But today, unfortunately, our mindset is, our heart, that whatever, what we say, the West or the modern world, etc., what they say, we all accept that wholeheartedly. And there are so many things like immunizing and all this. You can study how much of dirt and filth is injected into a person. But they say, you must do it, it's good, we accept it.
And the ulama, the people who know, they explain that these things are harmful for you. They make you now, like with drugs, you get, you are hooked onto drugs. With this, they hook you onto their medicine. Now they bring such bimaris in you that your whole lifetime now you have to use their medicine. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, the nature of man, Allah has made it that in copying and following is his natural way. This we find, which we all will understand with little children, peer pressure, what we call children at school. Now, because that one boy or that one girl, how she is behaving, etc., others also want to follow. This is a natural thing in a person. So if we keep the company of the righteous and the pious, that at least first this will come in us, I also want to have it. Then you'll move forward in that. Now that desire, we see also, which is very, very common, our youngsters, our children, we don't find that enthusiasm of deen in them. That feeling for deen, to make long rakats of namaz, to go to masjid, to be regular with namaz. On the other hand, what is in them? Sports. They are very keen. The phone, games on the phone, all these things, because that is what they are in. So if they are in this, and they don't want to come in this company. So a person, if he brings them and continuously, that is why for children also, our buzurg, our elders say, bring them in such gatherings. And they will come regularly, then this desire will be created in them. Similarly, like for the Islahi Jalsa, what is it? That effort is made that you come in such an environment. And when you are there, mashallah, so many ulama give talk. There are so many pious people there. Then you find people get that. You go to a ijtima. And if we spend our time reasonably listening to the bayans, etc., then also that desire, even perhaps you're not gone in jamaat, but that desire of piety comes in a person now. بلکہ طبیعت دوسری طبیعت کی عادات اور خصائل کو غیر شعوری اور غیر ارادی طور پر چوری کر لیتے ہیں. But the reality of the matter is, which is 100% fact, that without غیر شعوری, you don't think of it, you don't realize it. When you sit in the company of somebody, your tabiat is taking from that person. When you hear the word chori, it's stealing. You are stealing from, in other words, you are taking from that person. His habits are coming into you. Your easy way to understand also, it's a very cold day and there is a heater there. Though you have no intention of benefiting from the heater, but you are, that it is coming, that heat. This is a thing all of us can see. It's a very hot day, the fan is on, the air con is on, we can see we benefit. We don't see the air coming or anything, but we feel that coolness. Exactly like that, without us realizing the company we keep. And for this, like, yeah, really it is being explained for us, that is for people to be in the company of the righteous and the pious. But we have to think of this for our children also. Their company, whose company are they keeping? Very, very important. At school, at madrasa, wherever it is, out of the time, what company they keep. And also, we all accept and we understand, when there is a proposal for marriage from either side, we find out who are his friends. Who is he keeping company with? That will give us an idea that what he is. So this is a very, very important thing. The same thing today in our times with our woman folk. With who are they mixing? Which other woman are they mixing with? What type of woman are they mixing with? They're going for shopping, whatever it is, they are going to have a tea. Who is it that they are mixing? That qualities will definitely come into this person. Who you going to admire? You go to somebody, you think this is a senior person, there is a person I can benefit, I can take from. How that person is, your tabiat is going to be taking. So it is a very important thing that we try and see, that for us also, we keep the company of the ulama, of the righteous and the pious people. Avoid the company of people who are of dunya, in sports, in wrong things. Totally we should avoid that. And like now, this holiday period, this festive season, with who we going to keep company at this time? That's going to have an effect on us. Then for our children also let us think, and for our women folk also let us think, that who are they keeping company with? May Allah Ta'ala let us understand this and benefit from all these great beautiful teachings of our elders, inshallah. Yein kashkoli ma'rifat ma'arif masnawi, Hazrat has quoted a few poems here which are related to that instance of that person who was a zahid. He went into the mountains and he made a promise to Allah Ta'ala that I won't eat from any fruit from the trees, only that what has fallen down, etc. So further with regard to that, aisi nazar aur aisa ahad hi na karna chahiye jisse pura karne ki himmat aur taqat na ho. Many times when a person wants to become righteous and pious, this is for advanced stages. We are very far from that still. But when a person is in that advanced stage and he wants to become more closer to Allah, a more closer wali, friend of Allah, then he makes some promises. Ya Allah, I won't do this at all. Even permissible things. I won't go here. I won't do that. I won't do that. So a person must be very careful. And yeah, again, a person needs a sheikh in all this. Need somebody to guide him. Otherwise, on our own, we will make many promises and we don't have the strength to fulfill it. Today we can manage, but after some time, we read a lot in the kitabs that people, they say they'll keep forever rozas. And they were given mushara, don't make this intention that you're going to keep every day rozah. At that time you were young, you had health in you, and you said, whole life I'm going to keep all nafil rozas. Now, afterwards the time comes, you can't manage it. Now you can't keep the roza. So don't take anything on yourself which is not compulsory on you. Don't make it compulsory on you, which you won't be able to maintain. For example also, a person says, every day I'll give 100 rand charity, sadaqah. You got a lot of money, but now times have changed. Now you can't. Now why make such a promise? So that advice Hazrat gives, that a person must not make such a mannat, such a promise which he cannot manage. He should be careful in that. Aur khatra ki jaga baithna hi na chahiye. And a person should never ever be in a place of danger. Where the dunya things also, wherever, for example, construction work, that we all understand, don't go there. You got no work there, you're going where construction, you're going to get injured. In the same way, where fitna is, don't go there also. Like at the moment that we are just, you're driving past some place where some fitna is taking place. I'm not going to get involved at all. You don't know how you just get pulled. And the nature of person, of people is such, sometimes just one thought and it pulls you and you are gone. Or just a look at a woman and you just like gone head over heels for her. And you don't know what happens to you, and everything of yours is destroyed, and you're going to do all the wrong things after that. So you should never be in such places where you can get involved in any type of wrong. Stay away from that also. The same thing with the phone, how you can get involved in, and many people report also. They say that it just came and we don't know what happened. Why I just pressed in, why I just went on, and before you know what, where and where you gone already. So all these things, a person must be careful that he does not, he shouldn't be in a place of danger. Aadmi fitna aur imtihan mein par, aisi jagah par na baithna chahe, jahan fitna aur imtihan mein par jaye. So Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality and bring this proper deen into us and make us always conscious of our deen and that we stay away from all types of wrong and harm. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.